Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show. Thank you for joining us for That Podcast.
What?
What just happened?
I forget how we ended it.
So I thought you were starting it.
Yeah, we're just going to start it. Then you can record the ending.
Oh, we're recording the ending at the end?
Yeah.
Well, then why do you need the music?
I don't know. Just to make both of you start the episode.
Because it's kind of fun.
Leave all that in.
Gets in the mood.
Okay, anyways, we're just going to... That's the start of the podcast. Hi, everybody.
We'll just get going.
All right, I want to talk about what we just... listen to.
Okay.
Ryan is kind of a big deal around here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. He's a big radio personality.
I wouldn't say
and
that.
And your team is starting to mess with you a little bit, my man.
You bring it upon yourself.
I think they threw down the gauntlet today, they don't know the whirlwind that's coming their way.
Well, I did do it to myself. So those who don't know, well, first I'm Ryan DJ, Pastor DJ Lur is here. And so is Dana Mashevsky.
Too late for that.
Well, it's not. And it's not. Everybody needs to know who's here. So I work at KFGO in the newsroom, and every morning, the morning crew, 790 KFGO AM, or 104.7 FM. Mm-hmm. Am I giving the full deal here?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So,
you just did. Why are you asking?
Every morning the morning crew does a question of the day. Mm-hmm. And today's question was, give me something that you do that you're embarrassed about, or you'd prefer people not know, or I can't remember, whatever it was.
It took me a minute when she goes, scratch or pick? I'm like, what? Like, what? Oh, yeah, okay.
So anyway, I admitted that I listen to pop music and will listen to, like, Taylor Swift.
And Sarah will be so mad that she's not here.
Well, that serves her right. And they took the ball and they ran with it, by the way, on that. You heard it.
So, just real quick, you guys can hear me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm having a little trouble hearing myself, but...
Again?
It could be.
Just a little up.
Stop touching that dials you don't know who's attached to.
It's the one on the bottom, your bottom left.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Goosefraba. Goosefraba.
I'm pretty sure he's 4.
Goosefraba.
And that is 2.
Okay. Sure.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. Oh, that's better. Okay.
There you go. That's the one I said. All right.
Anyway, back to this.
Why are you...
So, from what I heard,
mm-hmm.
and I had tears in my eyes listening to it, by the way, they were giving you the business pretty hard because of your music tastes.
Listening to Taylor Swift...
Which is not what I thought you were going to say. Like when you said you have music, I was thinking, like, you know, 80s rap, and you were embarrassed about listening to...
No, I wear that with pride. Like,
of course you do.
But Taylor Swift music.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's be honest. So this is long form, so mm-hmm. you can tell the whole story here. It's not a short little bite like on the radio. Do you really listen to Taylor Swift, or was it a good bit?
Well, no.
That's my first question.
If it comes on, I won't turn it off.
Oh, I gotcha.
But it's not like I will be like, oh, I got to search through my Spotify and find it.
And find it.
Yeah.
I will admit that I go back and forth mm-hmm. in my opinion of Taylor Swift. I am unequivocally convinced that...
She's the devil.
No. That she's going to be in the Smithsonian. Like her songs are going to be part of that... You know, the growing thing of in the Smithsonian of music that's going to stand the test of time.
Uh-huh.
Her music's going to go in there.
Uh-huh.
My problem, though,
uh-huh.
I really cannot tell one Taylor Swift song from another. I have a Swiftie in my house.
Yep, you do.
And all of the ladies in my house, when we lived
in
the South...
You should really know the difference then.
No, that's the problem. Like, I hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I recognize the song. I even know the lyrics if I hear it. I can sing along. If you ask me off the top of my head, sing the song, I have no idea.
Sure.
But as soon as the music starts playing, oh, yeah, because I've heard it. When we lived in the South, my girls all went to Atlanta mm-hmm. for, you know, Girls Weekend, and they went to Taylor Swift. I mean, they did the whole best show my wife said she's ever seen.
Uh-huh.
So I think she's very talented. I think she's an amazing performer.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of her songs sound... the same.
She's picked a formula that works.
And it does. She's won Grammy after Grammy and all that stuff.
An example of two other groups that have done that would be AC/DC and ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Metallica.
They all sound the same. You're right. All their songs have that same three chords.
Yep, and everybody knows who they are.
It's a winning formula right there.
And to go back what I said earlier, I have a friend who believes that Taylor Swift is like...
The devil?
The devil.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have heard, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard that there's a documentary...
The worst devil out there, I guess.
There's a documentary on HBO or whatever it's called now.
Max.
Mm-hmm. That it's a two-part documentary that gives the whole Taylor Swift feud with her previous manager. And on the first episode, it gives Taylor's perspective. Mm-hmm. And the second episode, it gives his perspective. And I'd kind of like to see that to see what it is. Because I think that Taylor Swift is a genius at using social media, almost like a professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that she, you know, will market basically like feuds and, you know, justify it or not. Sure. It's like, you know, I pity the fool who breaks that woman's heart because she's going to eviscerate them.
She's making millions.
Well, she's going to eviscerate them for eternity because her songs are going to be in the Smithsonian about whoever she's singing about. And she's sung about a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, Taylor Swift. You're probably not wrong.
Is she the devil? I don't know if she's the devil, but she's very talented and so I go back and forth. Like I can listen to her music and I really like how she treats her fans.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like I feel bad for all the people that she writes about.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe they deserve it. I don't know.
I have Max. I have not seen that. I'll have to see. I'm surprised it hasn't come up because all I watch is documentaries. So.
Well, I thought you were going to say all I watch is Taylor Swift.
No.
Maybe your Max knows that it can't bring it up.
That could be. Speaking of documentaries, I just watched one on superstar Billy Graham.
You did?
Yep. Not the preacher Billy Graham.
Yeah. No. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Superstar. Yep.
Yeah, the guy who looked like Hulk Hogan before Hulk Hogan looked like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, yeah, they were talking about how, in fact, the name of it is 20 Years Too Soon, the story of Billy Graham, superstar Billy Graham.
Oh, I'll bet you that's right in there. Like,
well, yeah.
He would have been Hulk Hogan.
It talks about how, like, he's the one that first called his arms pythons and... You know, he had the boas and all that stuff like Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, yeah.
Talked about all the people who sort of modeled their career after him. Interestingly enough, they did not mention Scott Steiner. Now, this is inside baseball for people who know about wrestling, but, you know.
I'm pretty sure a lot of us don't.
Billy has.
Most of us don't. Just Ryan and me. That's it.
Billy had the voice that Billy used when he was talking and the mannerisms and his goatee with the multicolors and. Yeah, they've never once mentioned Scott Steiner because he's the one that I think of a lot when I think
You do?
When I think of superstar. And Jesse Ventura because he had the chops,
you know? Ventura. I always think of Jesse Ventura and Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not seeing it, but I'm like, when I look at superstar Billy Graham, I'm like, oh, that looks like, oh, no, that's not Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah, Hulk, they interviewed him too and talked about how he, you know, Billy could have been Hulk Hogan if he would not have gotten grumpy and left.
For sure. I think that's absolutely true.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because they talked about how he was the bad guy and they needed the good guy to win and all that kind of stuff and how the fans were starting to really like him and so they couldn't have that. And, you know, nowadays they would have totally taken that ball and run.
Yeah, but for sure.
Back then it was like, we need good guys and bad guys. We can't have this. Can't have fans cheering a bad guy.
Well, you know what? Talking about wrestling and about that era, I watched the movie The Iron Claw.
How is it?
Did you really?
Is it any good? Because I've seen it, and I'm like, I should watch it. No, I don't want to watch it. Well, I should watch it. No, I'm not going to, so I haven't yet.
So do you know the story of the Von Erichs?
Yeah.
I mean, they were... it's a really kind of... It's a downer. Like, if you want to be
bummed...
Well,
the story of the Von Erichs is a downer, so...
Have you ever heard of these people,
Dana? I only know what I know from social media of promo for that film.
Okay. So
no.
I was getting the side story from Reese and Addie who were telling me, like, the lead actor is, he was in High School Musical.
Yeah, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was in an accident or something like that and had a bunch of reconstructive surgery on his face.
Oh, that's why he looks so different.
Yeah, he literally broke his jaw. Oh,
okay. Sure.
He looks totally different.
I was like, man, you get ripped and your whole image changes.
No, he like broke his jaw and they had to reconstruct it.
Okay.
Huh. I here's what I would say about it. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't a wrestling fan, I probably wouldn't have watched it.
Okay.
And because I'm a wrestling fan, I watched it all the way to the end.
Oh.
I liked maybe the first hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
After that, I'm just like...
Well, how long was it?
I was going to say an hour and 15 minutes. How long is that movie?
Well, it's like 2 hours.
Okay. I
mean, hour and a half.
Sure.
I left it like... I wish they would have ended in, on a different note.
Sure.
Than they did.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the story of the Von Erichs, Dana, if you don't know, is this wrestling dynasty family that was huge in the 80s. Like, mm-hmm. they were... This was back before, like, Hulk Hogan really hit his...
Okay.
Still NWA and stuff.
Ric Flair, 2 hours and 10 minutes.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Okay.
And all of the wrestler, all these brothers, they're all wrestlers, and mm-hmm. they're all really famous, and all of them, like, one after another, dies.
Yeah, why is it that the Wikipedia page says a family of professional wrestlers who are cursed by tragedy?
Yes, and you know what? That uh-huh. movie feels cursed by tragedy. Like yeah. it.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, there wasn't exactly a high note that it ended on, but... Mm-hmm.
The story's the story. That's what Stephen King will tell you when he writes books. They're like, why does it get like that? Well, it's the story.
Well, apparently this is the story, and so it's... It as far as movies go, it's not the best,
mm-hmm.
but as far as, like, you know, I mean, it's got some good performances and stuff in it. And
okay.
it's, if you're a wrestling fan, I'd say you'll probably watch it and probably like it, especially if you grew up at that era and you remember watching those guys on TV, which mm-hmm. I do.
Uh-huh.
Then it's all that stuff's really cool. It's the story behind the wrestling stuff that's like,
yeah,
it's kind of,
yeah,
it's kind of a downer.
Well, yeah, a lot of those guys have downer sort of stories.
Yeah.
But that's the world they live in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Stick with the documentaries.
Yeah, I like the documentaries, but not all of them are all tulips and roses either.
No, but they're, especially the wrestling stuff, you hear about these things that are like, childhood heroes, and you hear about their life behind the scenes, and it's pretty...
You've broken Dana now, I think.
Yeah, yeah, she's now staring at her phone.
Yeah, well, and I should get a picture to put that on.
I think she's reading about the Von Erichs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, see, now, Dana, you got to go watch the movie.
No, because I don't.
You might find, she might find it riveting.
Maybe.
Maybe.
She might.
Okay, well, just reading the synopsis.
Uh-huh. Yep.
This is so depressing.
Yeah.
You're reading the synopsis of the movie or the synopsis of the family Von Erich?
No, I don't think I want to know the actual, because I'm sure a lot of it got cut for.
Yep. No, it's tragic. Mm-hmm.
Here's my problem with it. They focus in on the favorite Von Erichs of mine, mm-hmm. which was Kevin Von Erich. They uh-huh. focus on his story. He's also the only surviving brother.
Right.
But his story, even though there's all this tragedy, his story doesn't come off like good news,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Sure.
And I think they were aiming to do that, and it just kind of fell flat. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, watch
it. When they say curse, they mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on the Netflix for those who want to watch it. It's called The Iron Claw.
Is it on the Netflix?
Is it on Netflix? Mm-hmm.
Or is it on the Max?
Oh, was it Max? I have them both.
Me too.
Sorry. Check
too.
That Hold before
on.
You.
It's I on some check. Streaming service. Apparently, you can, search.
It's on Max.
It's
you
on
can
Max,
search
I apologize.
Any movie with like streaming service, and they'll tell you what services they're on.
Sure.
At this time,
yeah, they all switch around.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Continuing this thread on wrestling, the entire WWE library is moving to Netflix.
Yes,
January 1st.
Well,
think.
So is Raw, isn't it?
Why?
Yeah, Raw. Yeah, the
or
whole
has it already moved.
No, it's still on Peacock. I know all this because one day Tabitha called me in a panic asking if I bought Peacock.
Oh.
And I said, no. She said, we got charged for it last month. I said, I I don't know. I can't check now. You know, I was working.
Right.
She said, well, I'll check. And then she texts me back. We've been getting charged for months. And I don't know how she missed this because she is like a, like.
Oh, I have one of those too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she knows everything.
Yep.
And so.
I'm going to get charged for so much if Melissa's not in my life. Like,
and you're just going to randomly set up.
And I won't know how to fix it. I'll just be like, whatever. It comes out every month.
One of your kids is going to have to be like, Dad, why do you have the subscription?
I didn't know I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she knows everything, which so I was surprised. But after we had that conversation and before she texted me about, we've been getting this for months, all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. I think they had Psych on Peacock. And she wanted Peacock so she could watch Psych. But then we were at one of the stores in town, and they had the entire box set of Psych. And so we bought that. We didn't need it anymore. And I bet we just both forgot about it. She probably, in her defense, told me to cancel it, and I didn't.
Did. So
and I never did.
What I hear you saying is that it's her fault, not yours. Is that accurate?
I would say it was probably my fault, but it worked out well for me because I was like, oh, that's right, we've got Peacock. Hey, they got all these old wrestling shows, so I've been watching wrestling.
Binge them in the next 30 days.
The Olympics? Yeah.
They do have the Olympics, but who watches that? I'm watching.
Okay.
I'm joking. I watch the Olympics.
Are you excited?
No. Have you seen the Australian swimmer video?
No. But I've been watching. I watched the diving the other day.
Yeah.
I like the gymnastics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like.
You like watching Simone Biles crush all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully she sticks it out.
Makes me feel proud to be an American.
Send you this video of this. It's a Australian swimmer talking about how, like, she does not like.
Was it Australian or French?
Nope, Australian.
Oh, someone told me it was French.
Talking about what?
How the biggest rival for the Australians in swimming is the U.S. and uh-huh. how we have, like, she's sick of hearing the Star Spangled Banner play.
Oh.
She doesn't like the cowbell that they have. And so there's clip. It's like,
we're
there's
too
that
dominant
video.
In swimming.
Well, there's that video, but then there's video of somebody showing it to Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps. And he gets so mad, and you can see it in his face.
Really?
But he, like, can't really act on the anger. It's so funny. And then, of course, it came out that she did not qualify for the Olympics.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's the part I knew.
Well.
But I heard it was a – I thought it was a French swimmer, but it was an Australian
So then
swimmer.
Someone on TikTok did this video of, like, so I know that the Australians are, like, our competition, but, like, really it's not because the difference in medal count between the U.S. and the Australians is 110 gold medals.
Really?
That's the difference in the medal count.
At least
how we roll.
At least they got Julian Assange back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for Australia.
All right, then. But, yeah, watching a lot of Peacock lately. So.
You know, I get excited for the Olympics.
I do, too.
It's the most I ever become patriotic.
I like them a lot.
4th of July, whatever.
So,
Olympics.
So you add the Star Spangled Banner to your Spotify. You have it on repeat.
I just watch all the medal ceremonies. And
what I don't like is that, like, I like to watch boxing.
Yeah.
But, but they play that at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
yes.
It is at a weird time.
Yeah, you can't get that. But, yeah. Do you like the Winter Olympics or the Summer Olympics better?
I like certain events.
Mm-hmm.
So of the two, I think I prefer the Summer Olympics. I do. Yeah,
I'm usually a winter over. I like watching more of the winter than summer. Because, like, summer, I really only like the swimming and the gymnastics where I like most of the. But.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
There's
like
a lot in the summer.
There is.
Yeah. It's I will say that I don't know if I've ever been, like, as pumped from the beginning of the Olympics to the end of the Olympics. Usually, like, after about 7 to 10 days, it's like, yeah.
You're like, oh, that's still going?
That's a lot.
I got
already.
Other stuff to do at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I like the winter better.
I got into the Olympics when the Dream Team came around.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I started paying attention.
Yep.
Like, ooh, you know?
Yep. I forgot. They also have basketball. There's so much.
Right now they're calling that team Avengers Assemble.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah.
And we have a cricket team, right?
We do?
Really?
The U.S. has a team for every sport.
Like, something about, like,
I didn't know that they had cricket, I guess.
I thought they were adding that. I thought that was,
I thought
like
they
the
were adding it, so we have it, and, like, we almost, like, won the world championships on accident.
Yes. Yeah, there's cricket is one of the fastest-growing sports in the United States, and I didn't know that. Like,
neither did I,
there's cricket teams and leagues opening up all over the country.
Yeah.
I just found out about pickleball.
They have that as well, pickleball. Huh?
What's that?
They have pickleball in the Olympics as well?
No.
Oh.
Not in the Olympics, but in Fargo.
Oh, I see.
DJ's just admitting that he just learned.
Oh, that's right. They have flag football now.
What?
They do?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Let me go to F.
The first year with skateboarding, or is this the second year?
This list is long.
I've been skateboarding for a while, I think.
Archery, okay. Artistic gymnastics, artistic swimming, athletics. What is athletics? Badminton, baseball, softball, basketball 3-on-3, beach volleyball, boxing, breaking.
If he reads the whole list, we're going to be here a while.
Okay, there's cricket.
There's over 100
diving
sports.
Equestrian, fencing, flag football is on the list.
Really?
Yep.
I wonder how that
and golf
will play out.
Judo. You could do this.
They have karate. I think I do karate before I do judo.
Hmm. Yeah, so they have. Oh, I forgot about rowing. Oh gosh. Well, I guess I'll have to watch.
Because that's the other big thing about the whole Olympics and being in Paris is the state of the river.
Wrestling, yeah. Weightlifting.
You know what? I forgot. Winter Olympics has curling.
Yes.
By far, my favorite is Winter Olympics.
And, that's why you said summer. I was like,
skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
Yeah. Or snowboarding in the Winter
Olympics.
The luge. Yes.
I like that one.
Yes. I like the Finnish sport, the biathlon, the cross country skiing and shooting.
Yeah.
What an interesting combination to put together.
Yep.
I'm just gonna cross country ski and pull out my gun and keep going.
Yep. Downhill skiing.
I think the Winter Olympics has more of those like Frankenstein sports.
Yeah. You're like this
goes together. Thus, curling, which I absolutely, I'm fascinated by it. If it comes on TV, I have to watch it. It's like bowling.
Or what's the one where it's like the big ramp and they just, skis, jump off?
Yeah, that's
like, who ski was
jump.
Like,
long
is it ski jump? I thought that was too simplistic.
Or is it long jump? It's ski jump. Long jump is Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
But I was like, who was like, you want to know it would be great? If I just went down on skis and jumped off
totally.
The edge.
I'm going to see how far I can go. Yeah. You know, there
and not break a leg.
It must have happened totally by accident. Someone fell off of the side of a mountain in like the Alps or something and landed it. And they were like, that was awesome. And now everyone tries it.
Yeah. You know, there's a member here who met her husband curling.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And if I told you, you would say, well, that tracks. But I'm not going to say it on...
Well, we have like championship curlers that are parts of our congregation.
Mm-hmm.
True.
That, you know, I think they went to the championships this last year.
Really?
In the States, yeah.
Well, this person did not, I can guarantee you.
Okay.
But, yes.
Well, we have a big curling fan base that listens to that podcast. So
so they can pick it out. They probably know already.
They'll know.
All right, how did we get here? We started with Taylor Swift, and now we're talking about curling.
Yes, that's how it goes.
I don't know. Talking.
What an interesting track.
Yep, that's how a human brain works.
I guess so. Well, what else is going on?
The senior pastor, Paul Cross, re-retired.
That's the question I wanted to ask you. How was that?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was good. He gave his... windshield rearview mirror sermon.
Of course.
So you've experienced it before,
mm-hmm.
and it's a memorable message that he gives.
Yeah.
How close was it to what you remember?
Does he just have it memorized word for word?
Are there phrases verbatim that like?
Well, it's Paul, so you know. I don't know that there's any two that are totally alike. In fact, he said that he's given this one. Lots of times,
yeah.
But this is the first time that he's given this one twice for the same congregation.
Oh, is that right?
So his first message and his last message were both.
Oh, he bookended it.
Yep.
Wants them to know it's important.
Yeah. So, but you know how it is with Paul. I mean, no two are alike. They're all unique. He'd be like an artist.
Well, it's kind of like going to see Taylor Swift, like. Play me the hits. Paul has certain phrases and certain mannerisms that it's like classic Paul Cross.
Yeah. You wait for them to happen.
I think it was an emotional one for him because his almost his entire family was there. You know, his Rhonda, of course, and all of his kids, and almost all of their spouses and children were there. I think there was only two or three of the whole clan missing. So, and then we showed up with Brad and Lisa Hansen. So that was fun.
I asked on bended knee if I could use his turns of phrase. And he bequeathed them to me. He gave me carte blanche. The problem is, the only time I've used it has been in our pre-meetings before worship.
Yeah.
And every time I say it, it just doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right.
You know, yeah. It feels just, sounds so much better come out of his mouth than mine.
I have used some of his, I can't think of any right now, but I know that I've thought of some of his, or I've used some of his on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, I hope he was listening. But I've never gotten a text saying, heard that.
Heard that. Caught it. I have. He's like, oh, I heard what you said in the message there.
Nice.
One time I used a clip from Star Trek, and I got a text from him afterwards saying, how dare you use a Star Trek clip without me there? I texted him back. I'm like, I missed you.
It was a summoning.
Yes.
Just to come.
Good times. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good. That was fun. Had fun with the Hansons. Tabitha could not go. She was on call for work, but we had a good trip. It's like a little over 2 hours.
Well, I was going to say, how was the drive? Because it's 100 miles.
Brad drove, so it was fine for me.
Well, yeah. Paul was making that drive every week.
Yeah, twice a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, round trip.
And so was Rhonda.
Week.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, that's a lot of driving.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember the last time I was to Carrington, but that's a nice little town.
Mm-hmm. Carrington's a good place.
Clean. Nice and clean and looks good. Yeah.
Welcome to Duloc. It's the perfect town. Do you know what that is?
No.
When you're like, it's very clean.
Well, I just mean a lot of times, and I'm not going to name any, but I'm sure we've all been through small towns where you're like, well, this could use a little upkeep or...
Carrington
could use a little upkeep. This was, yeah, it's nice. Looks good.
Carrington was a team that consistently beat my team in, like, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
At Red Willow Resort when we'd go to baseball tournaments. So getting to play Carrington and beat them was a big deal for the Cooperstown Lynx back in my glory days of playing T-ball and baseball.
It's good. Good times. Yeah. Then we stopped at Quiznos on the way home in Jamestown.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. I had a full. Is that what you call them? A large, whatever it's called.
That's what you got to get when you go there.
I think it's longer than a foot.
Is it?
It was a monster. They weren't convinced I could eat the whole thing, so I.
Of course, because someone says
I downed
you can't
that one,
do that,
and I could have done another one if I had to.
That's. You know, I got to remember that. You've told me that before, that there's a Quiznos in Jamestown.
Yep.
Because sometimes you just crave Quiznos. I do. They don't have them around here.
No, the closest one outside of Jamestown is on the other side of the cities. I don't remember the name.
No. Monticello, Minnesota.
Nope. Wrong.
What?
Closed.
What?
Trust me, I know. Because I have a family who loves Quiznos.
This is breaking news on that podcast.
I've been to that one before, and I said, hey, there's one in Monticello. We'll go. And we went, and it was closed.
You're kidding me.
I wish I was.
Oh,
look,
that's
it up.
Heartbreaking.
Plus, they're reopened. When's the last time you were there? Probably a while.
It's been a year or two.
Mm-hmm. I would guess, too.
He's heartbroken.
I am.
Heartbroken.
What?
Yep.
Nothing against the other sub places, but... They're not Quiznos. Why are they all open all over the place?
I can't even tell you the last time I had Quiznos.
Really?
I think it was when the one here was open. So when was that?
Because they're not around here. Okay, so the closest one is Jamestown. And then after that, you've got, this must have just opened recently. There's one in Plymouth, Minnesota. And then you go to Chaska and Shoreview, which is the one that I was to.
Mm-hmm.
And then Winnipeg. After that.
Oh, we did drive past a Quiznos.
Mm-hmm.
In Winnipeg?
Yep.
Yes. There's like four
or
five. You
didn't think to stop?
No, we talked about it. We're like, what? Quiznos, why?
They got a pepper bar.
Did they have one in Jamestown?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
I don't know why I'm complaining. Jamestown's not that far away.
No, not really.
I can go to Jamestown.
We have not done it, but we've talked about it, and I'm sure we would drive there just for Quiznos sometime.
Yes.
Tab and I.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
That's Melissa's family is from there. I'm surprised I haven't been there many times. Yeah.
Well, it's
how
not
far
like
is
it's
Jamestown.
100 miles,
2 hours.
100 miles.
Okay.
It's not like it's just right off the interstate. I mean, you have to go into the guts of Jamestown to get there. But
you know what else is in Jamestown?
Mm.
Do you like Casa Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, they do have a Casa Mexico. That's right.
They have a Casa Mexico under a different name.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a Casa Mexico in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, under a different name.
Huh.
But it's the same menu.
Is it so, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've been all three.
Jamestown also has a Babs Coffee House, if you're a fan of Babs.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, they've got, it's downtown Fargo's got one.
Oh, they do?
Oh.
On Main Avenue.
Yes, I do know what you're talking mm-hmm. about.
Yep, they've got one in Jamestown.
As long as they just don't have a boba.
I don't know what that is.
That's good for you.
They also don't have a Wawa.
Oh, Wawa. Ryan, you're getting me hungry for sandwiches. You're talking all these sandwiches. Dana, yep. Do you know what Wawa is? You're in Atlanta. No, they have Sheetz in Atlanta. They don't have Wawa there.
No, Wawa is isn't it a northeastern thing?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, Wawa's.
Oh, I know what they are, but I've never been to one.
Wawa's are fantastic.
You say that, is this the equivalent to people when they're like Buc-ee's? And I'm like, it's a gas station, people.
Yeah, it is. This is a gas station. But I mean, go ahead if you have something to add.
No, I've never been to one.
What?
Everywhere I've been in Pennsylvania has had Sheetz. Probably, I suppose Philly did have Wawa, but we didn't go.
You got to go west to Harrisburg,
mm-hmm.
or east to Harrisburg, and then it's like that's the line.
The
drawn
line
the
there.
Yeah. Yep.
Is right there. Wawa, just to keep in perspective, it's the first place I ever went into where they have a deli. You get your gas outside, but then uh-huh. inside is a store, and they have a deli and all these foods. And you go up, and there's a computer, and you just type in what you want. You don't have to. Dana, you would love it. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Yay.
You don't have to interact with anybody. You just go in there, put in your stuff, pay for it. Wait, they give it to you. You don't even have to say thank you. You can.
My one goal in life is to go to Japan and go to one of those ramen shops
uh-huh.
where it's literally just you in a little booth and a little computer screen, and it just comes out on a conveyor belt and you don't
really?
Talk to a single person.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that there was a thing.
I want to do it so bad.
That's great. That's great.
Boy.
Modern technology.
Yeah.
I think I've told you this story before, but the church I served in Pennsylvania, the outside of every Wawa and Sunoco
mm-hmm.
Is handled by a different store. So all the gas implements
mm-hmm.
are not the same as what's inside the store.
Okay.
That seems complicated.
Well, basically you have a bunch of different parts that make up like a convenience store with a gas station and the food and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have different manufacturers that do the different things. A guy that was in the church that I served, his business was responsible for all of the outdoor gas pumps and all mm-hmm. that stuff for all the Sunocos, for NASCAR, and for Wawa.
Hmm.
So if you went to any of that stuff, it was his, like, the gas pump.
Yeah.
His company fabricated the gas pump.
Sure.
And all that stuff.
Hmm. Interesting.
So when I think of Wawa, I actually think of him, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I prefer Sheetz.
Sheetz is what they had in Harrisburg. Uh-huh. That's, yeah, I'm sure I drove by a Wawa.
Yeah,
I also went by White. They do have White Castle out that way.
They do.
Of course,
mm-hmm.
of course. When was the last time you went to a White Castle?
Let's see. We were going to go the last time. Well, I was going to go the last time we went to the cities, and then we did not. So it's probably been 2 years, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter still talks about going to the White Castle on mission trip and being like, the meat was gray.
That's exactly what Sarah Huck said to me. She said, Ryan, the meat's gray. That's
Has fine. No one watched Beauty and the Beast? Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
You know, it's so good. Have you ever had it?
No.
You know what that reminds? It's gray. You know what that reminds me of?
Hmm.
I'll take some of the yellow. Don't go cheap on me. K. Okay, so now we've made it all the way to National Lampoons.
Yes. All right, let's change gears here because we're having way too much fun with the Goofy. But let's move from the Goofy and the shenanigans to the Bible. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to cut that episode right here.
Oh, I thought this was just a one-off because our yeah. good friend Sarah couldn't be here.
Yeah.
And we'll have more with Sarah.
We'll see. I haven't decided yet.
All right. Ryan.
Yes.
Do you think or
lot.
Feel?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he feels.
Okay. How about, Ryan, do you think, and Dana, do you feel
okay.
that a Christian can lose their salvation? Like you can be saved,
mm-hmm.
and then not be saved. What do you think about that?
I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why do you think so?
Well, I have to justify my answer.
Yes.
Oh,
this is like
hold
this
on
is
then.
Like fifth grade class. Tell me why.
Because you can blaspheme the Holy Spirit, and is that not the one unforgivable sin? Does Jesus not say that?
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. I mean, he says blaspheming the Holy Spirit is the unforgivable sin.
And that would be rejection of the Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So what do you think, Dana? Ryan's saying yes. You can lose
so
your salvation.
So because Ryan says yes, I feel like I should say no.
Okay. All right. You feel.
Why? Hey, why doesn't she have to justify her feelings?
Because they're feelings.
Thinking, feeling.
You can't tell me how to feel.
Okay, so that seemed like a different feeling. Like that was more the feeling of I want to do the opposite of Ryan. I don't know why. I just feel like Ryan's wrong. Something about him. Do you have
no?
A
but really, I did feel like it was no.
Okay, so once saved, always saved. You would say.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your reasoning for that?
I don't have good reasoning.
But you just feel it. You just
yeah,
feel
I just
it.
Feel like it's like I can get the thought of like no, but also just part of me feels like I don't know why I feel like it's
yeah.
But yeah,
yeah. It's a sticky wicket.
Mm-hmm.
Is that am I using that correctly?
It sounds like there's no correct answer. Like it's one of those things that feels like it can't have a correct answer.
So, it's actually one of those things where Christians of different flavors, based on their understanding of how to know that you're saved,
mm-hmm.
is the underlying question. So, how do you know that you're saved? How do you feel, Ryan,
feel?
That you know that you're saved? And Dana, how do you think that you know that you're saved?
Because I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Okay.
That's why.
And so you know that you're saved
mm-hmm.
because you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior.
Mm-hmm.
What is the promise, or I guess what is the authority that you're holding on to that saves you?
Faith alone in Christ alone. Somebody's told me that a whole bunch of times.
You've heard that from in
you.
Church. Wrong. You've heard it. You've read it in the Bible. You've heard it in church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Saved by grace through faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go back, you listen to that podcast, and we say it all the time.
Yep.
Right? What about you, Dana?
What was the question?
I don't remember.
How do you know that you're saved?
Something about feeling or thinking.
So Ryan is standing mm-hmm. on the statement. He's drawn mm-hmm. the line in the sand that faith in Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
will save you,
mm-hmm.
but you can reject that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I hear you saying?
Mm-hmm.
And blaspheme the Holy Spirit and therefore
yeah.
lose your salvation.
Right. You told me to go to the Bible to get my answers, and that's where I went.
Yes.
So you've told me two things now that I'm using against you.
And you made you have the feeling that no, it's once saved, always saved.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know that you're saved in order for once saved, always saved to be a statement that you can rely on? So how do you know? So the step back is how do
yeah.
you know that you're saved?
I'm trying to find like the right answer here.
I don't know if there's a.
I don't know, and I'm like, what if I say the wrong thing?
You have editorial power.
Yeah, right.
That's true. This whole thing just disappears.
There was a glitch right there for Dana's answer.
Oddly enough, it was just silence.
Yeah.
Immediately into my head, I was like, baptism.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Excellent. Fantastic.
You know, but again, it's how do you know? Ryan ultimately had to say he believes that he's accepted Jesus as a savior, and he knows because the Bible and me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm the authority you're going to?
Yeah.
You are going to a sacrament, which is from the Bible. Mm-hmm. Jesus says, this is how you can know that you belong to Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great answer.
Fantastic. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that for me.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now, since you've been baptized, though, can you, I don't know, offset, strike off, remove the promise of baptism?
I feel like that it also depends on what flavor you are.
Okay. Yes.
So I'm going to say no.
No?
Yeah.
What flavor of Christian you are, too. And you're exactly right, because other flavors of Christianity, other than Lutherans, would say that practice Anabaptism or rebaptism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And part of that is because they believe that you are once saved, always saved, but only when you truly believe.
When you make the call
that
yourself.
Jesus is your savior. And if you sin after you truly believe, then you need
then
to get rebaptized. Yes, you got to get rebaptized.
Okay.
Whereas for Lutherans, we teach one baptism for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
There's this song called Blessed Assurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we're talking about. And I would say from a Lutheran perspective, you're both right.
Yay.
I'm more right than you.
Because we love the tension.
Probably. You have better answers than I do.
We love the tension. We love the juxtaposition. As a doctrine, we do teach that, yes, you can lose your salvation as a Lutheran. However, wouldn't you say that grace, since we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, that grace, that blessed assurance, is irresistible?
Hmm.
Like, when you heard the gospel
and
it rang true to you, it's like, yeah, of course, this is for me. Yes, I believe this.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you believe this?
Right.
It's irresistible. That's the meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Bible speaks about salvation, it speaks about both of those things together. What it doesn't speak about is that you are once saved, always saved, once you truly believe and are properly baptized. And until that day comes, you need to continue to become truly baptized and truly repent and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Are you following what I mean by that?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Because that's what those churches teach is that once saved, always saved. And if you sin after that, you weren't really saved in the first place. Whereas Lutherans teach we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes as a promise from God, which is acquired by faith.
Yeah.
And without faith, then the danger is the Holy Spirit could take that grace from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I have the same mentality of, well, I'm baptized, I'm saved, I've done the whole Jesus thing, now I'm going to go do something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And life has a way of trying to pull us away from faith in Jesus. It's why hearing the gospel is important. It's why coming to church is important,
because
we need to have our faith fed. It's like if I go walking out in the desert and I don't eat anything, I'm probably going to be starving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, our faith is the same way.
Yeah.
And so we need to have our faith replenished and strengthened, because you can't live on yesterday's faith.
Uh-huh.
So that's why Lutherans would say faith saves you.
Mm-hmm.
And it sure seems like once saved, always saved, because why wouldn't I want to continue in the faith?
Yeah.
And yet, because we're sinners, we know ourselves well enough to say that, no, even after I'm saved, I'm still a sinner, and I can reject the Holy Spirit. That's totally in my power to do that.
Yeah.
So it's
like owning a car but not putting gas in it.
Yeah, it's like the reverse. Like, we say that you don't choose to be saved. It's by God's grace, and yet we say it's perfectly within our power to reject it.
Mm-hmm.
Anabaptists would say, no, no, you have to choose to be saved. And once you are, boy, it's for good. And mm-hmm. if you didn't choose it rightly, then you're not really saved.
Yeah.
You see the distinction?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But where I go to kind of make my Bible point, rather than just trusting DJ to know what's what, is everyone's favorite book, The Revelation.
Mm. Everyone's favorite?
I hear a lot about this book.
Uh-huh.
I love it. Like, I told someone the other day that I find Revelation to be a great comfort, and they said, you are weird. I'm like, what? They go, oh, yeah, the book with all the fire and brimstone and the oceans, blood and all this. You find that comforting? Yeah, I do. So the way to read Revelation is there's actually a decoder ring to understand it. And it's the first three chapters of Revelation. If you want to understand the rest of the book, read the first three chapters because it's a decoder ring. And in there, Jesus is speaking. Jesus himself is speaking. So he doesn't just speak in the Gospels. We find him in other places too.
Mm-hmm.
The red letters are right here at the beginning if you got a red letter Bible.
Yep.
And Jesus is speaking to the seven churches in Asia Minor. And what he's sharing are three dangers to the church. He speaks to three of the congregations about the danger of assimilation. And he says basically, he gives them two things, warnings and promises. And the question really is like, okay, so how much can we be engaged with the culture and not lose our generation? Can I be a Taylor Swift fan and still be saved?
Mm-hmm.
Would be the kind of questions that they were struggling with, partly because, can I go and hang out at the local mall or the marketplace if I know that all of the meat at McDonald's or Burger King has been sacrificed to a false god? Because that's how things were back then. Can I go to a parade when the emperor or the local affiliate was lifted up as to be worshipped as a god? There's always that danger of church and state. It's as old as time. So that's the question of assimilation. And Jesus speaks to some churches and says, you have the justice. You know right and wrong, but you've lost the love.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to regain the love. And if you do, if you conquer, he uses the word Nike over and over again, which is one of my favorite biblical words. The goddess of victory. It's where we get the shoes. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nike. Nikos. Yes. The Romans called her Victoria. And she was like the one who brings victory, the goddess who brings victory. Well, the word Nike is used over and over again by Jesus in Revelation, where he talks about if you conquer, talking to the church to say, resist the temptations to assimilate into the world by holding on to me, both with justice and with love,
mm-hmm.
or with grace and with right and wrong. Know them both. And he says, if you do this, then I'll clothe you in the white robe. I'll give you the crown. If you don't, bad things, you're going to lose. You're going to lose me is mm-hmm. basically what the warning is. You're going to lose me. And so that's where you can look to say, well, can you lose your faith? Can you lose your salvation? According to Jesus, you can.
Uh-huh.
He says it.
Yeah.
The second problem is, It's like a loop-de-loop on a roller coaster. Things get bad. You're upside down. It's really bad. And then you're whipping around. You're like, I'm going to fly off this thing. It's as bad as it gets. This is what happens in Revelation. So this decoder ring goes, the bad problem is assimilation. A worse problem is outright persecution, where you're being killed for your faith. These are two attacks by the world on the Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Assimilating into the world or... the worst attack, outright persecution, being arrested for believing in Jesus. If you guys remember about those videos that were shown on TV when ISIS was, conquering land and they were taking people and chopping their heads off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is talking about. And Jesus gives no warnings to the churches that are suffering outright persecution in Revelation. He gives them only promises
mm-hmm.
that, you're going through this hard time and it's a time of suffering, but I'm with you and you will be clothed in the white robes and you will, have your name written in the book of life. It's all these, just the promises of salvation, right? So bad is assimilation, attacked by the world. even worse is the attack on the world where it's outright persecution, you know, arresting, killing Christians. Mm-hmm. We don't really have this problem so much in the United States. We have, you know, we feel bad if people are mean to us mm-hmm. because of what we believe. That's mm-hmm. that's what we fear about persecution. It's not outright. The third attack, though, is the worst one, and this is known as conformity. And it's when the church has completely assimilated into the world's culture in order to not face outright persecution. Mm. So the first attack is from the world. The second attack is from the world. The third attack is from God. So in the loop-de-loop, this is the worst one. And this is where Jesus is like, you're neither hot nor cold.
Mm-hmm.
You're lukewarm. I wish you were hot or cold because then you'll be good for something. But because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you repent and
yep.
and follow me. And that's where churches have basically, they're living fat and happy in their own part of existence and, you know, don't have a care in the world about their neighbor or about Jesus coming back. They have no purpose for mission. They're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And what gets me about that cycle is when I read that, the first two sound bad, but I look at the third one. Do you know what I see? I see the American church. I see us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because the world can put obstacles in your way. And the world is, I mean, Jesus says in the world, I've told you these things in John 16:33, so that in me you would have peace. In the world you will face tribulation. You will face persecution. But take courage, for I have conquered the world.
Mm-hmm.
So the third warning is the scariest, because that's where God is saying, repent, turn back to me, otherwise I'll give you exactly what you want. You can die with this old world that's going away.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you have a perfect example of Christians losing their salvation. Now the good news is Jesus doesn't just say, you're out.
Yeah.
The warning is meant to encourage victory. Mm-hmm. And faith, and to turn back. And so that's always an option. And the rest of Revelation is really this constant cycling of these loop-de-loop roller coasters. There's six of them, where it goes from an attack on the world, a worse attack from the world, danger from God's going to attack you, and the beginning and the end of each of the roller coasters is in God's presence in Revelation. You mm-hmm. can track it. You'll end up in God's, in the throne room over and over again,
yeah.
right before God's going to destroy everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a word of hope and a word of promise and a word of comfort when you see it, when you can read it, and really the decoder rings are the starting point. And so that's where, again, I will say that once saved, always saved. That's the hope,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a hope fixed in time once upon a time. Like I was baptized on April Fool's Day, 1978. Mm-hmm. It's not that I was baptized. I am baptized
mm-hmm.
because my faith is an everyday type of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Can I lose that? Yes. If I turn my back on Jesus and go my own way
mm-hmm.
and not cling to him daily,
yeah.
And not turn back to him. So make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You're both right. Congratulations,
yay.
Guys.
I was more right.
We get it, Ryan. You were on time today. You were right with the question.
I was on. I was early today.
Yeah, you were.
There was a bet as to whether or not I'd be on time.
And what time were you? You were early?
7 minutes early.
7 minutes.
Yeah, I was. I was in the building 7 minutes early. I was in the room 2 minutes early.
That's good job, Ryan.
Yep, that's how I roll.
It doesn't happen, so.
I wish you would have been here even earlier, because I would have had the best prize for you.
What is it?
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm going to be fat, 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 okay. just like Revelation says.
Okay.
They make these Reese's peanut butter cups called Jumbos.
Never heard of them.
I've been waiting for them my entire life. You know, you eat like a Reese's peanut butter cups, and you're like, mm-hmm. one is pretty good, two is pretty good.
Yeah.
But you just one, you're one. You pop the whole thing in your mouth and eat it up, and you're like, man, I wish it was bigger.
Kay.
Well, guess what, my friend?
All right.
Bigger.
I have strong so opinions on Reese's peanut butter cups. Wrong.
Okay, hold on.
So you've got the regular sized ones.
Yes.
That are, I mean, people.
They're okay.
Right. Then you've got the really, really minis.
Yes, not a fan.
Then you've got the what are the?
The bigs.
Well, no, the...
They're called big cups. Or no. You mean the little...
Yeah, they're like maybe an inch wide and an inch tall. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones because they've got the perfect chocolate to peanut butter ratio.
I got
regular.
Hold on. So they're not the regular. The regulars are too big.
You're talking like the Halloween candy size?
Yeah, the yes.
The fan size?
Yeah.
The single cup.
Yeah. Those are the perfect.
In the like foil, the like.
Yep. That's the perfect ratio.
Okay. Those are fine, but I got to eat. I can't eat just one. Like,
well, no, neither can I.
Right.
Neither can I. But what I'm saying is that
DJ likes the illusion that he gets to have so much in one thing. So
I'm not satiated with just, go ahead.
But how is the chocolate to peanut butter ratio?
Okay.
That's where my problem is, see?
So here's the thing for me.
Because in the regular size ones, there's too much peanut butter.
Right.
And in the small ones, there's too much chocolate. Okay. But in the ones that I'm talking about, ooh,
you
it's
like
just
the, you
right.
like the nice mix?
Yeah.
So the ones
it's
you're
just
talking
straight
about.
Straight up Goldilocks for you.
Unless you're talking the little, like, gold foiled ones.
Those are the ones. Yeah.
Psh, that's,
those are
gumdrops. There's not. I got to eat like 50 of those
to be
satisfied.
Who cares?
It's perfect for you?
Yeah, well, it's the perfect.
He just wants the he wants the ratio.
The
you
ratio.
Want a quantity.
Yes.
The ratio is where
you're
I'm at.
Okay. Different things.
Let me explain to you where I'm at, okay? And my daughter's name is Reese, okay? Uh-huh. So I'm taking the high ground on this that I know what I'm talking about, even though that has no reason why we named her that. At least that's the official story. So you get the two in one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, but it's never enough. And that you even know that because at every store, they always are like, two for the price of one. Or
there's a king size. And then I can't remember. And then the big size.
Yes. And then there's the king size. And the king size is okay.
Uh-huh.
But the king size really should be like, it's
four
never,
is not enough for you?
It's not enough. It doesn't satisfy. It's like it's short, just a little bit. Then the big ones, they're okay. We're getting closer. This is the jumbo, and it's just one, and it's just big enough where it's like, okay, I got to take in a couple bites, and by the time I'm done with it, I'm like, I'm satisfied. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I need. And
this is a mental game for
DJ?
Yeah,
oh, man.
And so the jumbos?
If you see me buying a couple of them, then you know I really have a problem.
I got to look up this jumbo.
I'm eating two to four of the jumbos as if they're you know, emperor size. Anyway, long story short.
It is literally one.
The big cup?
No.
Jumbo. It is called a jumbo. It is not like two big ones. It is literally one that's like.
You don't have any left anymore?
It's like they melted down two of the big ones into one gigantic.
It's just.
The ratio can't be right.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect, I'm telling you. It's not just a little like pop it in your mouth like popcorn.
Somebody want to give us some?
Where do you find these?
I just found them at Casey's today.
Hmm.
So, you know, Casey's just moved up a level past Wawa, at least.
Really?
It's not quite Sheetz, but it's past. And I'm telling you.
I just can't see the ratio being right. I can't.
I'll tell you what. We will buy a couple.
Yeah?
You try it. If the ratio doesn't fit for you,
I
will eat the rest of it.
It's going to have too much peanut butter, isn't it?
Yeah, I bet it will.
It's going to have too much peanut butter.
Based on the picture on the wrapper, I guarantee Ryan's going to eat it.
It's going to have.
Do you like more chocolate?
I want it exactly perfect. Like I want it.
Okay.
So you know what I'm talking about, the little tiny ones.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where you open the bag and they're not wrapped at all. It's just No, those are no good. There's too much chocolate.
Right. You're talking about the individually
wrapped. Yeah, that you get at
the
Halloween
gold ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so fancy. They even have their own little cup holder.
So the big ones that you're talking of?
Uh-huh.
It's two of those.
Yeah.
A big one is 1.4 ounces.
I can't imagine that the
jumbo is 2.8.
There's going to be too much peanut butter there.
Let me tell you something. If you go away and I don't see you for 6 months, when you see me again, I will look so jolly with a smile on my face. I had one at lunch today, and I had a smile on my face the entire afternoon.
You made Lisa so mad.
They're gone.
Oh, yeah. And I made Lisa feel. I drove Lisa nuts. So.
She got so
because I had one, I was eating it right in front of her, like, oh, this is so good.
And he kept talking
good.
About it. He was telling everybody about how excited he was for it. It made her so mad.
I'll have to try this out, but I have a feeling there's too much
peanut butter. Someone remind me that I need to get some next week when we record.
Yes. Okay. Done. Yeah, done. Call in and remind us, all of our loyal fans.
By the time this one comes out, we probably already recorded.
Exactly.
There'll be chocolate pieces all over the microphones by then.
You know what? Done deal. We will have one for each of us.
Good.
Yes.
And you'll learn that you're better off.
We also need to get a couple of the little ones just.
You'll find.
Okay, we'll get a whole smorgasbord.
You'll find that you're better off eating a whole bag of the Halloween kind.
No.
See, where I like the peanut butter more.
Mm-hmm.
So I that's fine. Like the little ones because there's not enough.
Unlike someone who's svelte like you, I have to watch my girlish figure. Okay, and I gotta say. If I ate a whole bag of Reese's peanut butter cups, when I get on the scale next time, it's going to go up 2 or 3 pounds. If I eat this one big cup.
It'll go up 2 or 3 pounds.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. But at least I can measure it better.
You'll just feel better that you ate one rather than 16.
Yes.
I'm getting, in one, it's like 400 calories. So in one, I get 400 calories. Those little bags, there's actually like 2,000 calories in there, but you keep popping them like popcorn.
Yeah, that's true. But still. They got the right ratio.
The chocolate and the peanut butter balance each other out.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. Fine.
All right.
We'll test it out.
We have to next time.
A little bit of everything.
We will.
Okay.
Good deal.
Now we've promised everyone, so we have to do it.
Yep.
Because if we don't do it next time, by the time this episode comes out, someone will text me and be like, so.
That's right.
That, or they're just going to show up in my mailbox.
That's right.
Yeah, that could happen. Better than candy corn.
Yeah, no kidding. We're getting near that season again.
I know.
I got to go get another Reese's because you can put that bad taste in my mouth just thinking about the candy corn.
Do you have some here? I thought you ate them all.
I ate them all.
So you're going to go buy Casey's?
Of course. Where else do you get your fix? I got
to
go.
I know where you live, and I know where we are, and I know that you're going to have to go out of your way to get there.
Not far.
Not too far to be a deterrent.
No, not far enough to be a deterrent. And also, where I live, you know where I live, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've opened up 64.
Yeah.
So the back roads are pretty sweet.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Yep.
And that's usually the way that I go anyway.
To where?
Well, from here, I go near Davies, then over. Like, I'll go that way.
Uh-huh.
But if I got to cut across 52nd and I hit Casey's, go back out heading west.
Okay.
It's faster.
Sure.
Than having to turn left because that's impossible.
Yeah, that is. Well, this I have a story for off air.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready to close this out? Oh, wait. Who's going to pray?
I think I would like to pray.
Okay.
All right. Gracious God, thank you for this conversation with my friends. And I pray, Lord, that, that the sense of salvation that every person feels, that it would be a living daily faith and that it would be irresistible, that once saved, always saved would be not just a project or a slogan, but that something that we can daily hold on to and trust in your mercy, that it means that your mercy will not be taken away from us. And I pray, Lord, that everyone in hearing this would be comforted by the good news of Jesus Christ, that through faith in him there is victory in this life, in conquering sin, death, and the devil, and all that would take us away from your love. So bless everybody that's listening to this message until we have a chance to talk again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so start the music and then bring it up just a little bit, and then I'll do the close because it would sound better that way. Like if you start, like when you're using it all the time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like start the music and then bring it up. Thank you for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find.
Sorry. Oh, okay. You wanted it the whole time.
Yeah.
Let's hit it again.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then when I'm done, then you bring it all the way up.
Oh, that's what you meant. I thought you wanted me to go down and then bring it. Okay.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us live every Sunday morning for service online at
atonement.life.
Atonement.life. Let me start over. I almost said kfgo.com.
I was like, what just happened there?
So for those of you listening, we're shooting a new promo. So
I almost said KFGO.
Keeping all of this
or
in.
The KFGO app. You won't find us there.
You're getting to hear how the sausage is made.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us live every Sunday morning at 9:30. No. 9 or 10:30. This is how outtakes work.
Do you want to go through it before we?
No, this is more fun. No.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either at 4601 South University Drive in Fargo or online at atonementfargo.org or atonement.live. Also on YouTube. On YouTube, you can find a full library of all sorts of resources that you can use. Everything from Revelation to past services. So, for everyone here at Atonement, thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of That Podcast. So I should do that one more time. Because I was just thinking, if you like tighten it up, then it's gonna make the music all wonky.
I just like to watch you work, man. Yeah, this is good stuff.
It's too much.
It's too much.
You ready?
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. Every Sunday morning, we will have services at 9 and 10:30. You can watch them live or you can go back and watch them later. You can also find us on YouTube where you can find all sorts of past resources such as a Revelation series or Christmas or other episodes of Atonement.
So well.
I know. I got to figure out how to transition into that YouTube thing.
I don't think you need to say all the stuff that we have on there.
Okay, sounds good.
Just say that we have a library. YouTube. Because actually, I don't think the Revelations are on there anymore.
It's not there anymore?
I don't think so.
I thought it would be there forever.
I was brilliant.
It was. That was really good.
I don't know if they still are.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
I'm going to look while you do this. Ready?
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either here at Atonement, 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, or online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find our services live or a wide variety of resources. Again, that's YouTube, atonement.live, or atonementfargo.org. So for all of us here at Atonement, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.